Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting no deal yet on Iran. High-level meetings were held on the last designated day for Iranian nuclear negotiations in Vienna. No agreement has yet been announced. Several top diplomats say important issues remain to be resolved. Stock markets around the world rose Monday after Greece and its European neighbors agreed on a debt bailout plan for Greece. Financial leaders applauded the preliminary agreement that will bring new austerity measures to Greece, even though Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras had promised to end an era of economic restrictions. British Prime Minister David Cameron said the agreement points to the possibility of enhanced economic stability in Europe.
And I think this deal gives that sort of stability a chance, but obviously there's a long way to go to put into place all the things that have been agreed.
The International Monetary Fund, one of Greece's creditors, said it stands ready to work with the Greek authorities to put the country's economy back on track. Iraq announced Monday the start of an offensive to recapture its western Anbar province from Islamic State militants. Those militants control large areas, including the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. The televised statement said the operation included Iraqi troops as well as Shiite and Sunni fighters. Iraq's government has made Anbar a priority since the Islamic State group seized Ramadi during a May offensive. Tanzanian police say seven people were killed and a number were wounded when gunmen attacked a police station in Dar es Salaam. Media reports say the attack happened Sunday night near Tanzania's main airport. A police spokesman said the gunmen fled with firearms and ammunition. This is VOA News. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has replaced his entire military top brass to boost the fight against Boko Haram militants. Mr. Buhari replaced the heads of Nigeria's Army, Navy, and Air Force, along with the Chief of Defense Intelligence and National Security Advisor, on Monday. The commander of U.S. Army forces in Europe says the United States is planning to train Ukrainian Army soldiers after completing the current training of Ukraine's National Guard troops. Carla Babb has more.
Lieutenant General Ben Hodges told reporters at the Pentagon Monday that the approximately 300 U.S. troops in Ukraine could start training Ukraine's frontline combat forces later this year.
What I would call phase two, which would begin in late November, if approved, then we would begin to train Ministry of Defense Army units. But a final decision has not been made on that yet.
Hodges says the new training, if approved, would be basic tactical tasks with emphasis on combat life-saving and how to survive and operate in a very heavily contested electronic warfare environment. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
A network of Kurdish organizations that includes the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party has announced the end to a three-year-long ceasefire with the Turkish government. The Kurdish Communities Union declared an end to the ceasefire and warned it would target all the dams in Turkey's southeast. It accused the government of using the ceasefire to build its military capacity in preparation for what the statement called a cultural genocide. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says Ukrainians and Americans stand shoulder to shoulder, in his words, to make the world really free. Mr. Yatsenyuk spoke at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Monday during a forum for U.S. and Ukrainian business leaders. U.S. President Barack Obama has cut the prison sentences of 46 nonviolent offenders as part of a push to reform the nation's chronically overcrowded federal prison system. The commutations leave the convictions in place while ending the punishment. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker joined the crowded field seeking the Republican Party's 2016 presidential nomination on Monday. The 47-year-old Walker is the 15th candidate in the Republican contest. China has detained or questioned more than 100 human rights lawyers and activists in recent days. Those actions have prompted an outpouring of criticism over what is described as China's worst crackdown on human rights in two decades. Mexico's notorious drug kingpin, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, is still on the loose. Guzman escaped 2 days ago from a maximum security prison. Mexican police are engaging in a huge manhunt. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.